Welcome to the Motherload Podcast. My name's Cameron Riley, and on this show we talk to marketing experts about their field of expertise. We get them to share a couple of tips from their own domain to help us all be better marketers. And what does that mean, being a better marketer? What it really means is understanding our customers' needs better, being able to articulate how our business, the services and the products that we have in our business, can solve the problems of our customers, ideally in a better fashion than those of our competitors. And today we're going to be chatting with our guest about mobile applications. How do you use them for marketing? What are some of the tips and tricks that you can think about when you're developing an application to make sure you get the highest return on your investment? Let me get our guest to introduce himself.
Yeah, my name's Brent Sheen, and I'm the Managing Director of Code Heroes.
Tell us about Code Heroes, Brent. What is it? What do you do?
So Code Heroes is a mobile app consultancy, and we provide development services as well. So our goal is to help our clients through the software development lifecycle and help them deliver apps to the marketplace or their workforce to provide the end user or their business with the most value.
So Brent tells me that the most important thing that you need to think about when you're planning a mobile app for your business is to make sure you don't think that as soon as it gets into the iTunes or the mobile app store of your preference, that the journey is finished. In fact, that's just the beginning.
I think really considering that a mobile app is a journey, so there's not an end point to that. I think that's really important. I think a lot of people think they'll develop the next big hit, and once it hits the store, that's going to be the end of the journey, and that's really where the journey begins.
So what's another common mistake that you find that businesses make when they are planning a mobile app?
Not giving the budget that it deserves. So, you know, they're willing to put money into other more traditional marketing, and they see this as a secondary thing. And I think if you're going to go, you're going to have a mobile app, then it should be treated like a campaign, and maybe with that as the focus, and run them as separate campaigns.
Is that because they're not really confident that it's going to deliver the same sort of ROI that they would if they put the money into something else?
Yeah, I think that's definitely because they're not sure. So wherever the concept or the drive to do mobile apps is coming from, I think that they don't really have, a lot of companies don't have a clear vision, and they're also unsure, or somebody's unsure in the business, whether that's upper management or wherever it's coming from, and so they don't want to assign those budgets because they don't think they're going to get that return.
So if you are thinking about developing a mobile app, make sure you get your strategy right first. Understand how long it's going to run for, what value it's going to deliver to both your customers and to the business. Make sure you know how to measure that value, and then give it an appropriate budget. Make sure that you're not underfunding it and just killing it before it starts. So up on your website, codeheroes.com.au, do you have examples of projects that you've done before that people can have a look at?
Yeah, so we've done a numerous number of projects that are across varied industries. So there's examples. So we did the Hungry Jack's app, which is a winner at AIMIA, and Infinite Wardrobes. So that's in the fashion industry, which came runner-up at OzApp Awards. And we've crossed hospitality, business process, construction, transport, agriculture. So we've got a number of apps that we've done.
Brent says that one of the other mistakes that a lot of businesses make is they just want to have an app because it seems to be the thing to do. They haven't really thought it through deeply.
I do think a lot of time that they're motivated by having an app out there because it's the new cool thing to do. And, you know, they've heard someone that's, you know, it's a new channel and you should be looking at this, you know, for your business. But I definitely think they're not thinking it through.
Braden says that one of the things he always asks his clients to do is think about the apps that they use most often on their mobile device and try and think about some of the reasons those apps are so useful and then figure out how to apply that to their own business's app.
I always think about that and try and encourage the clients to think about that, our clients to think about that as well. So like getting that value out as quickly as possible. And I think that's the other thing, is to getting out a reasonable scope as quickly as possible and then iterating on that.
So don't try and stack it full of every possible feature on day one. Get a basic user case scenario that's going to add value. Start there, put it out in the market, see how it goes, get feedback, and then build upon it.
I think that's really important. And I know we've worked with some big clients and they're not interested in that. They think that a big scope has more impact, but when it comes down to it, they would have been better off getting out a smaller scope quicker and before their competitors and then get working on that scope to add features.
So what kind of things can you build into an app that gives it more stickability? You don't want an app that people download, use once, and then never look at again and delete a few months later. What kind of things are Code Heroes recommending their clients think about when they're designing the app?
Whenever we're thinking about these things, we're looking at what techniques are games using to have continued engagement with their users. And so there's a bunch of things that they use that can help. So they use all retention bonuses and, you know, point systems and all this kind of stuff. So we look towards gamification. I think that's really an interesting space that people should be looking at and saying, well, how can we provide an app of value, but then how can we use game elements to provide continued engagement with users. So a good example of that is the Nike Plus app. So Nike Plus has created a health-based app to help encourage people to exercise. And so there's game elements in that, so you can win, have achievements, and there's points, and there's sharing amongst your friends, so leaderboards and whatnot. And so that helps them out because the more people are training, the more they'll wear out their shoes, the more they buy more shoes. But it's also helping the user because they're providing, continued engagement.
Gamification is a really interesting concept, and I've thought about it for quite a few years and tried to think of ways that businesses can utilize gamification in their marketing. And it's a tricky, complex subject. So I asked Brent if there was any reading material he could recommend.
Yeah, so there's a book by Kevin Werbach, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, called For the Win. And so Kevin also did a Coursera course. I think it might be by the same name. So it's very interesting. So I've been through that myself and so have some of our developers here. So it's very interesting to get your head around that whole concept.
So after I recorded this interview, I went out and bought a copy. I didn't go out, actually. I bought a digital copy of For the Win by Kevin Werbach. And there's an interesting example of gamification that he uses in the first couple of chapters. He talks about a newspaper in Redding, California called the Record Searchlight. It's a daily newspaper, and they were struggling with digital conversion of their readership, as many newspapers are. And he says that one of the things that the Record Searchlight did is they implemented a badge system for comments on their online articles. So users were rewarded with badges for particular numbers of insightful comments. The more insightful comments you made, you got more votes, you got a badge. Now, as he says, this might not seem like a big deal, but badges can be powerful motivators. Reminds me of something that one of my heroes, Napoleon Bonaparte, once said about how men will give up their lives for trinkets. He says that the badges are used to signify achievements, and I guess that taps into some sense that most of us have where we want to be recognized for the things that we do. Apparently, the Record Searchlight, after 3 months of implementation of these badges, saw a 10% rise in comment volume, and the time spent on the site increased by about 25% per session. So that just gives you one small example of how rewarding people for engaging with your business or your app might lead to higher results. One of the other questions I'm always interested in is, how do you get people to engage with your app? How do you get them to download it in the first place? You know, this is also a problem with social media sites. How many times have you seen a sign up in a business that says, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter? And I'm always asking myself, well, why? I know what's in it for you as a business, but what's in it for me? What incentive are you giving me to perform that action? A lot of businesses don't seem to think about that. So I asked Brent what kind of tactics or techniques he has seen his clients use to encourage their customers to download their app. And he told me about Hungry Jack's.
The Hungry Jack's app, I know, has been quite successful in terms of getting people to download it. It's, I think the last time I checked, this was a long time ago, it had over 500,000 downloads, which is, you know, pretty decent for the Australian market. So that the whole app concept was about pulling people into the store. So, you know, it's the same as handing a coupon on the corner around the, you know, in the proximity of your store and getting people to come in, and they were giving away free chips or whatever with any purchase and those type of things. So I think that was, you know, gave the end user a reason to go and download the app for sure.
So you give away something to get people to download the app, and once they've downloaded the app, then you can continue to communicate with them via push notifications or something else.
Yeah, and they provided other value in that app, but I think that was the key to encouraging people to download it.
You know, I think I mentioned to you when we caught up for coffee recently, the cleverest strategy I've heard of recently for getting customers to download the app was a guy who owns a nightclub on the Sunshine Coast, and he basically set up a VIP line for entry into the nightclub for people that had downloaded his mobile app. You had to show the bouncer, the door guy, your mobile app on your phone, and you could get in through the VIP entrance, and he said that was very successful.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah,
cost him nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's very, very clever and simple. So I definitely think people should be working that into when they're thinking about why people will download the app. And with the Nike Plus example, there's, you know, it's very good reasons for people to download that app, and their brand is going along with that app. So
great. All right. So codeheroes.com.au. Are you guys active on Facebook or Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, so you can get me at Brentos, so Brentos. Okay, thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, Brett, and thanks everyone for listening to this Motherload podcast. Don't forget, if you'd like to keep up to date with our marketing tips on the podcast, you can check out our website, Motherload, that's motherlode.com.au. Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or subscribe to our mailing list, and we'll let you know when there's a new episode out. Don't forget, marketing is a science. Don't try to ad hoc your way to marketing success. This is Cameron. Talk to you next time.